And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. There must be a better way. So says Tulsa Deputy Police Chief Jonathan Brooks. He told a state Senate interim committee yesterday that law enforcement should not be involved in transporting nonviolent mental health patients to care facilities.
Now, I'm not here to say that we have all the answers, but it's certainly time that we can look at some best practices, because there's other states that may have systems that can provide alternatives to get these law enforcement officers out of this position that we're in.
The patients are handcuffed and placed in caged cars for transport like criminals, when they often are nonviolent and simply seeking help on their own. The Epic Virtual Charter School wants an investigation into State Senator Ron Sharp. The troubled school claims Sharp has made misleading statements and defamed the school. The school's founders are under investigation for pocketing tax dollars with inflated enrollment numbers. An investigation is underway in Oklahoma City regarding online threats. A social media post warned of violence at the Capitol Hill Middle School. Sand Springs police release a video of a fatal officer-involved shooting that happened on the evening of September 1st. After a roughly four-mile chase with a white Hyundai, Lieutenant Kevin O'Keefe had it facing him on a gravel road as he took cover behind his patrol car door. That is when the Hyundai drove toward him. We want to warn you, the following audio contains gunshots.
Stop the vehicle! Stop the vehicle now! Stop the vehicle! Stop the vehicle!
Sand Springs Police Chief Mike Carter says O'Keefe only fired when the Hyundai pinned him between his car and the door.
It's not a perception thing. It's a I'm being hurt. And then when that action stopped, so did the shooting.
49-year-old Robert DeJarlis Jr. was killed. The OSBI is handling the investigation. We know last spring's massive flooding was very expensive, but we're getting a better idea how expensive. The Small Business Administration says it made over $35 million in loans. Our weather forecast, sunshine and hot today, 91 for a high. Now overcast and 77. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.